From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Giant snowdrifts, power outages, and freezing cold are causing challenges in the Northeast after the storm that paralyzed parts of New England on Tuesday. National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Sullivan.
Certainly it will be cold, so any snow that has fallen will not melt appreciably, and the winds will certainly settle down, so it will make for a good opportunity to clean up whatever snow has fallen.
That would be more than 2 feet of snow in the Boston area, where thousands of homes and businesses were left in the dark. Snow totals on Tuesday were highest in Worcester, Massachusetts, as Rupa Shenoy of WGBH reports from Boston.
Worcester's known for bearing the brunt when a snowstorm hits the region, and residents were proud that this time it was no different. The city manager says crews have been concentrating on clearing the roads, and drivers stayed off the streets and allowed plows room to navigate. Nathan Cloutier was one of a few braving the negative wind chill to shovel a sidewalk, battling gusty winds that kept blowing the snow back.
Absolutely terrible. There's an awful lot of snow. Yeah, it seems like it's endless. It just doesn't stop. You clean it and it comes right back.
Cloutier is only in store for more. Another front is supposed to bring several more inches of snow before morning. For NPR News, I'm Rupa Shenoy in Worcester, Massachusetts.
A Tripoli affiliate of the Islamic State group is said to be behind Tuesday's attack on a luxury hotel in Libya that killed 10 people, including an American contractor. That claim has been made in Twitter posts and a statement on social media, but has not been authenticated by intelligence officials. Two attackers were killed following a standoff that lasted for hours. Mexico's attorney general says the United States will not get one of the world's most notorious drug traffickers anytime soon. As James Blears reports, Joaquin Shorty Guzman must serve time owed in Mexico prisons first.
Joaquin Shorty Guzman, who led the Sinaloa drug cartel, must serve his jail terms in Mexico, and this will add up to between 300 and 400 years. A formal extradition request in the United States is imminent, but Mexican authorities stress that they can't comply. Morillo appeared to contradict himself by saying that deportation is only appropriate if and when there's a significant risk of escape. Guzman bribed his way out of a Mexican maximum security prison in 2001, less than a week before he was due to be extradited to the United States. From then until he was arrested on February 22, 2014, he amassed an alleged illicit fortune totaling billions of dollars. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
The Mormon Church insists that it is making no changes in doctrine, but the church has announced a campaign for new laws that protect gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people from discrimination. A church elder says that the church must find ways to show respect for others whose beliefs differ. This is NPR News. A man who came forward after a 2-foot-long drone crashed onto the White House grounds this week is a federal employee. His supervisors at the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency say that the employee was off duty at the time and that his actions were unrelated to his job. President Obama says the incident shows the need for regulations for safe drone use. Arkansas State Board of Education meets this morning to decide whether to take control of all or part of the Little Rock School District. Six schools in the district are considered to be in academic distress. From member station KUAR in Little Rock, Sarah Weitz-Kotacek reports that some state officials are questioning whether the board is up to the task.
Members of the local school board have been fighting over where to build new schools and how to fix failing ones. State board member Diane Zook has called for a takeover of the district, which she says isn't taking responsibility for poor student performance.
I've seen Little Rock School District change superintendents, principals, use racism, fight flight as an excuse. We must be bold.
State Representative John Walker says a state takeover would really be about blocking the board's efforts to prioritize neighborhoods of color.
The present board has stated that the primary focus should be upon the areas of greatest need.
The state board will decide whether to take over the entire district, just the six schools in academic distress, or take no action at all. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Weitz-Kotacek in Little Rock.
On Asian stock markets, shares are mixed, lower in Shanghai ahead of signals from the Federal Reserve meeting in Washington and following losses yesterday on Wall Street. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News in Washington.